There is a big Easter egg hunt at Dosat State Park in Millsboro, Virginia, 11 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Lots of other activities in the park. That's one that's got a lot of different things to do. I can look at page 30 of the April Recreation News. You'll find out more about this and lots of other of the Easter activities as well.
If you don't have any kids, it's just you and your spouse, what do you have for us?
Well, you might want to try the Easter lunch cruise aboard the Spirit of Baltimore. That leaves from Baltimore's Inner Harbor, goes from 1:30 to 3 p.m. on Sunday. You can get all the details on page 30 of Recreation News, the April edition, or you can go online to recreationnews.com. It's all there as well. And if you happen to be down in the Tidewater area, there's a similar cruise aboard the Spirit of Norfolk as well, if you're in that area.
We don't often get to talk about our friends down south in Richmond too often, but you have some stuff going on there.
Well, a lot of folks have relatives in Richmond and that general area, and if you do find yourselves visiting Richmond this weekend, get over to the Lewis Ginter Gardens in the lakeside area of Richmond. This is a beautiful, beautiful public garden. They also have some Easter activities going on all weekend. They have Peter Rabbit to entertain. They've got a relatively new children's garden as part of their gardens there. You want to look at page 30 for even more Easter activities, as well as to find out about the Lewis Ginter Garden, how to contact them and find out more about it.
You have quite a few things going on the art scene, too.
Well, we sure do. This weekend is the last performance of kind of an oldie but a goodie. The play Chicago's been at the National Theater, and its last performances are this weekend. You can get details on that on page 31 of the Around Town calendar or check it out online. And this week also is the start of something really big in Virginia, the Virginia Arts Festival. It's a six-week-long art celebration. It takes place in locations from Williamsburg on down into the cities of the Tidewater area. There are all kinds of artists involved in performances in many different places. You've got Liza Minnelli, Emmylou Harris, Ralph Stanley, even sitar players and ballet and dance, all kinds of things going on over this six-week period. You also have as part of this the International Tattoo Ceremony. This is the largest one of these in this country. It does have participating military units from other countries as well. You can find out a lot more about all of this on page 2 of the April Recreation News.
And I want to clarify for our listeners, a tattoo ceremony is not where you go get a tattoo.
No, absolutely not. This is a famous military ceremony, and if you've never seen anything like this with these mass troops in a big arena, it's really something to see.
April 15th is the day we all have to get our taxes done, but there's other stuff going on, too.
Well, there sure is. I test your notion of history, Amy. Did you know that April 15th was the day that President Lincoln was assassinated?
No, but I can't help but wonder if that's not some sort of bizarre coincidence.
Well, the John Wilkes Booth escape route tours are very popular up here if you've never heard about it. They actually start on Saturday and continue through May the 2nd, tracing the route that John Wilkes Booth took as he made his escape down into Northern Virginia into a place called Port Royal, where he was actually killed. You can check out the details on page 32 or at recreationnews.com, but the John Wilkes Booth escape route tours are, as I said, very interesting, especially this time of year.
And this is also the time of the year for things going on in horse country, isn't it?
It sure is. Maryland's horse country comes alive up in Moncton on Saturday. There's lots of action at My Lady's Manor. There's steeplechase races there, oldies but goodies as well. Been going on a long time. All the action at these kinds of races isn't just on the race course. If you've never been to something like this, it's certainly interesting to go and see. And you can find out all the whens and wheres and whys on page 33 of Recreation News.
Any historical reenactments happening?
Not this weekend. This is a little kind of a downtime for some of that. They'll get started mainly late this month and early next. But something unusual up at Valley Forge that you can get in on is the Valley Forge Revolutionary Run. If you are a runner, you can get the registration information and learn more about it on page 37. It's a 5-mile run, but they've got shorter walks and runs and bicycle activities and so forth going on up there next weekend. And you can get the details on page 37 on how to participate.
And some people don't want to run. Some people maybe want to sit home. What do you have for them?
Well, we got some folks who enjoy quilting. You know, there are a lot of big quilt shows in the Mid-Atlantic. It goes back to, I think, our heritage, especially in the Pennsylvania and Pioneer areas. April 24th to 26th is a big one. The Quilting USA Show is at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Gaithersburg, Maryland, April 24th to 26th. And you can find out all about that on page 33, something to plan a little ahead for.
And what are the deals that you have this week?
Well, we're really getting into golf time now, and there are a lot of good golf packages this year. I think the economy is having something to do with that, but you can check out our golf coverage in the April issue to learn how to find a lot of these good package deals that are taking place all over the Mid-Atlantic right now. Just two examples, there's a stay-and-play package at Canaan Valley in West Virginia, $46 a person, that includes accommodations and golf. You can find out more about that on page 33. And then there's a golf and spa package at the Woods Resort in West Virginia, only about an hour and a half away. That includes a round of golf, one night lodging, and one massage for $164 a person. Details on that are also on page 33 of the April Recreation News or at recreationnews.com.